Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. As our very own Miles Montgomery just told you, today is our end of the year spectacular. Why are we calling it spectacular? Because that's what we call it. It's not a spectacular. It is a spectacular, a word we made up because there's no guarantees that it'll actually be spectacular. So look, 2025 for y'all, us, as far as the show goes, is now going to be the year that was. But here's the truth of it. We entered 2025 going, holy crap, man, we've been on the air for 20 years, two decades, and we had a very good time celebrating among ourselves and with you. Thank you very much for that. But now, on our final episode of the year, we're done with that part. It has nothing to do with us having been here for two decades. This is about what went right, or more likely, went wrong during that year. Because just because we're celebrating 20 years of being on the air doesn't mean that things always went well. And our very own Mike Hawk, he has spent the year combing through the archives to find those moments that are worth revisiting, sometimes not worth revisiting, and that's what almost makes them worth revisiting in its own odd way. So to be honest with you, Indeed. We don't know what Mike plans on playing today. It's going to be as much news to us as it is to you. I know there's some archive stuff, as you say, from the vaults.
Of course.
Some of those I can expect, but overwhelmingly, what happened this year, we don't know. We don't remember. But Mike's going to bring it all crashing home. How do you think we're looking, Mike, on what we have for this year?
You know what? I was telling Ted earlier this afternoon that we had a very, very good year as far as archive-worthy material goes. You know, there's a handful of years where it's, you know, we had a lot of calls.
Sure.
There's a few years where it's like we had a whole lot of just little bits and little segments here with the show that really did well. This year was very well-rounded. We had a lot of very nice, memorable calls. We had a lot of nice, memorable stories and tangents and wildness that happened on the show. This is going to be a very well-rounded, I have faith in this end of the year spectacular this year.
That tells me that's going to be a freaking disaster.
Yes,
because that's
is.
Typically what these end-of-year spectaculars are. But hey, man, relive it with us. Hopefully you get to laugh or cringe, which is typically what we do, saying, man, I cannot believe I said those words, et cetera, like Ted yesterday, but we'll leave that alone. Dude, that was bad. That was bad, man. That was bad. Maybe we'll play that one for next year.
Yeah.
But listen, kick back, relax. It is the end of the year. 2025 Men's Room Spectacular.
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
And keep in mind, all the nonsense you're about to hear, for better or for worse, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Archery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the shells and away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,447. What a large and in charge program we have for you in the air. End of year spectacular. We have made it. The last show of the season. And what a great year we have had, man.
Sure, man. We got to celebrate our 20th.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
Big thanks right off the bat to our partners at Black Raven Brewing. They came out with our 20th anniversary lager. They've got our Ola Days Porter on tap now, various locations. Of course, the Men's Room IPA. Man, you can find that stuff almost everywhere.
It's out there.
So it's been a good year as far as beer goes. Great year with the sausage from Uli's Famous Sausage. And our Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. And plus, with that, we're helping out our friends at the Fisher Houses in the area. So,
yeah.
I mean, all said and done, man, we feel like we've done a little bit of good.
It's good stuff, man.
Again, it's the holidays, too. Just dip irresponsibly.
That's right.
Oh, irresponsibly now. I like
it. Go crazy,
man. All right.
Get that sauce all over you.
Many, many stops on the Men's Room World Tour this year. First ever unwrapped holiday concert.
That was pretty cool, dude.
That
was a pretty cool event.
Yeah. That was a great time. So
good setup.
Thank you
Tony.
So much. Yeah. Man. If you've come out to see us, if we've had a chance to party with you, drink a beer, man, we appreciate you. Just know that we would not be here if it wasn't for you. So understand that. So as we do on our end of year spectacular, Mike, we've got some old stuff from back in the day, the legendary cuts, if you will, the Free Birds of Earth,
the classics,
of our radio show.
The Vault Picks.
They've already been requested several times.
Yes.
Every loss of the year from Ted versus the FCC. It was a big year in losses. Mike, how, what did you say, 9 minutes?
9 minutes worth of fails. So I'll probably say it again here before we get out of here. But, Ted, your official record against the FCC for 2025, you did have two, we called them ties. I called them win-ishes.
Okay, win-ish.
18 losses and 14 wins.
Right. The good news is when I'm down, the Hawks are up. So
yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm trying to have a wild card spot.
I'm trying to shine a turd.
Yeah. Also,
Yes, you are.
Also, for the first time since we've been doing radio, we now have a YouTube channel, KISW Rock. Want to thank Tim, who has been doing a kick-ass job in there, man, of making the YouTube channel better than we are as far as what we can bring to the table.
It's better than what I thought it would be, but in spite of the YouTubers have nothing but suggestions for Tim.
Oh, yeah.
He does see them
That's
all.
Right.
Hey, man, you should. How about? Yeah. He sees them all, man. He knows.
It's been an incredible
The kids
cool
just
year.
Call it the chat.
Yeah, the chat, whatever.
The chat.
But if you haven't followed us, do us a favor. If you're on YouTube, it's KISW Rock. Please subscribe to our channel if you can.
Yes.
Smash the like burger, as we like to call it. The thumbs up there. Give us a little love. But appreciate everyone that's also tuned in on YouTube as well. All right, Mike, let's get this thing underway. Where are we starting on our end-of-year spectacular?
So as we said, we are going through a handful of different categories. This was a very well-rounded end-of-the-year spectacular that I've got planned for you. We have just a wonderful mashup of people that are up for caller of the year.
Sure.
Things that are up for segment of the year. And another thing that I've tried to do for this year is I wanted to incorporate more of your guys' stories. You guys have phenomenal stories that have brought everybody in. It brings everybody together. And they are wild. They are crazy. They are all over the place. So I also want to award the Men's Room Story of the Year as well. So we're going to start in that realm with the honorable mention for Best Men's Room Story. It happened here just a couple months ago. Not terribly long ago at all. We had a caller that was talking. I believe you worked for a pug rescue, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And Miles, you had a little bit of a story concerning a pug that you knew that kind of needed rescuing. So this is the honorable mention for Best Men's Room Story.
Let's go back in time.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, naked gentlemen.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
It is a positive Friday.
And on that note, so shameless plug, I am very grateful to work with an amazing rescue organization. It's called Evergreen Pug Rescue. They're
supposed to say it rhymes with Severgreen Nug Rescue. But fine, you blew it.
Smart enough. They have an adoption event up in Marysville. But anyway,
do you only deal with pugs though?
Pugs and pug mixes.
Is that because they're problematic dogs? I mean, is it specific to that breed for a reason?
It's just what people's passion is.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's all you need.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just laughing. It's just pugs.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Pugs only.
Yeah. I know. I'm looking at the website. Like, I get it. But it's like, just pugs.
Yeah. That dog's not allowed here, man. Just pugs.
Yeah. So anyway, it's run by amazing people. So they put out an all call. It's like, hey, someone needs a prescription picked up in Puyallup. I live in Tacoma, and taken to the person's house in Gig Harbor. I'm like, I got this. So I started at 11 o'clock this morning, I'm still on the road. I won't get to Gig Harbor until about 4:15.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh.
Because the one of the prescriptions is for has codeine in it. So it has, you have to have a paper prescription with a signature. The vet that saw that dog previously is not working in Puyallup today. They're up in Bellevue. So I've gone Tacoma, Puyallup, Bellevue, and now hopefully Gig Harbor.
Now, did you know that you're going to have to go on this trek before you volunteered?
I was thinking it's just going to be Puyallup and then Gig Harbor.
Yeah.
But I have the day off today.
You did.
Did
I get to listen to an amazing radio show.
Oh, yeah. Man. I got a terrible
did you also tune back to us when you're done with that one.
Did you also pick up the Jolly Ranchers and the Sprite?
I did not. Dang right. it.
This is just going to have to do the codeine regular.
Right.
See, okay.
So wait, but
for the little pup.
But the prescription is for the dog.
Yes.
But because it has codeine, you still have to get the signature, because their fear, of course, is that you're going to pop the dog pills to get high.
Exactly.
All right. So how much longer do you think? You said about 4:15 is when you'll get to Gig Harbor.
Yep.
And do you know the person that you're doing it for, or is it just a customer of the Evergreen Pug Rescue?
So I met them, I might have met them at our last event that we had. I don't recognize them by name. I'm more of a face person, so.
What kind of events does the Evergreen Pug, do you have, like, mixers? Are we going on hikes with pugs? Yeah. Like, I'm just imagining all these pugs playing poker or something.
Yeah, so in October we had a Monster Mash Pug Bash, so it was held at a brewery in Tacoma.
All right.
And then couple weekends ago, we were up in Arlington at the Stillaguamish.
I was gonna. Oh no!
What?
No, that's what. Oh man, I got a terrible story about a pug.
Oh no.
Okay, look. I'm not gonna say his name. Do. Yeah, I know, but this is the honest God truth. I have a buddy of mine. He's on his third pug rescue. Okay.
Okay.
So he's got two right now. Now the first one. Speaking of the Stillaguamish River. Okay, so he gets this pug, and one of the first. I told you the story today.
No, I just know this is going to be bad.
Nothing about this is going to be bad.
All I know is a river and a pug.
Now, he waited for this. He waited to get this dog for months, okay? This is terrible, all right? So, I don't know
if the dog's named Sunshine?
No. Sunshine lived. This dog didn't. Or maybe he swam to freedom. I don't know. So, he's walking this dog.
Or maybe it swam to freedom.
He's walking this dog at a trail on the Stillaguamish River, all right? The dog is curious about the river. It goes down there. I think the dog did not want to leave the riverbank.
Yeah.
So he was kind of tugging on the chain or on the leash a little bit just to get him up the hill and get him off, off the water. Because it was the rapids are pretty fast. So when he pulls, the collar comes off.
No.
With the leash. And the pug goes sliding into the river. And that was the last he saw of him. He ran down the river trying to find the dog.
This is your pug story.
He was tore up. Yes, he was tore up.
I bet he was.
Well, he only knew the dog for like a week. He only knew the dog for like a week, and I'm like, how did this happen? He's like, I don't want to talk about it. And then he finally broke down and told me. He did get two more pugs.
Good.
I'm hoping that this pug found a. It was cold. I'm hoping that
you're trying to tell us it may have swam itself.
I think it found freedom somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe climb back out of that river.
Is he still on there?
Yeah, man.
Yes, I am.
So I'm looking at your website, the Evergreen Pug Rescue. You said pugs?
I swear to God.
And pug related dogs?
Yeah.
So they got one up here.
What? Pug mixes. Basically.
Pug mixes. But Bandit here, it just says pug. And Dad is the milkman.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, we don't judge the moms. Come on now.
Well, it's hard to tell.
Hey, Bruno, look at that guy.
He's a little bigger. Yeah.
My name is Bandit.
Yeah.
On a good
time. So I guess you guys do adoptions as well?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do. So.
Okay. Well, you know what, man? That's very admirable. That's great work.
Yeah. Dude.
Just don't take it hugging.
Don't give them to Miles' buddy.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
The whole thing slipped off.
Well, okay, so again.
That makes it worse. Wait,
look. The dog is down by the river.
Right.
It is a river bank, so there's kind of a slope, okay? My buddy's kind of up on the hill more so than down by the water. The dog just wanted to check out the water.
Sure, he did.
Now, when he's trying to get the dog with the leash, he's kind of pulling it to get it back up off the off the bank because he's too close to the water. And when he pulls the leash,
it just
the collar comes off the top of its head because it was too loose, and then the And then he starts running down the riverbank. This is horrible.
Wait, did he chase it at all?
Yes. For like a mile. Trying to see if he can find it.
This is terrible, man.
I know it is terrible. We should not be laughing at this.
We should not.
But I still like...
They already have breathing issues, man.
I know that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I started laughing.
I don't know if they're the best swimmers either.
Because no, we're talking about
probably
puck.
Not. No.
Just a freaking potato in the river, man.
Oh, my God. It's really happened. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
We're not doubting you. It's just bad.
I'm really having a hard time not saying
this
his
name. This is like Milo and Otis, except for Otis didn't make it.
Did he say, like, whether or not he still sees the dog when he's chasing it down the river? Or
You know what? I didn't want to continue the story because it was just like...
Did you get more...
Look, man. It's not that it's... It's not... He only had the dog for a week.
I know.
So when he's telling the story, I'm just like, because he used to bring he brings the dogs into the bar, right?
Did he have a birthday recently?
No.
All right, okay, not that guy.
Okay. No. This is another guy I know. But he ended up getting two more in, and they're very nice pugs that he has now. This has been years ago. He
goes nowhere near the river.
This has been years ago this happened. But I mean, like,
he doesn't even let him look at water.
It was one of those things where I needed to tell someone immediately him about this because I could it could only happen to him.
Right.
Like, he's the guy. It's like, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. I just cannot. I can just see him running down the riverbank.
Bandit, no!
With an empty leash chain.
That's terrible.
In a backpack. I know it is, man. I'm sorry. That's the story. That's just what happened.
Poor dog.
Poor dog. Probably just run as fast as he can for miles.
Oh my God.
I know.
Man.
I know we should not be laughing.
Jesus Christ.
Like, wait,
that is.
It's been years ago. I'm sure maybe the dog swam to freedom.
Sure.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
He's with nothing but free dog treats and raw hide bones, man. Right across that rainbow bridge.
Yeah. Was he up in like Darrington or Arlington?
He was in the Swamish River.
Oh, so that's, well, the Stillaquamish. I know it.
Still had
a lot of great times in the Stilly up in Darrington.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't drown.
Well, apparently the current was whipping that day, too. So that's one of the reasons he wanted to get the dog off the side of the river because the current was coming up. It was either in the fall or the spring.
Oh, man.
The river was too fast.
Call it with your pug stores. That poor guy called from a pug rescue.
I got a pug store. As soon as he said the river. He said the river. So I'm like, that's the river where the dog went in.
Tell you a pug that needed rescue up there on the river.
Oh my God. He's like, we're looking at the bald eagles, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know.
That bald eagle was looking at that pug in the water,
too. I feel like your buddy was just tempting this pug with danger.
Well, the bug wanted to go down to the river.
My kids want to put a fork in an electric socket, but you know
when your dog is got its eyes on something and you try to pull it, he doesn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, look, it was just the angle of it. When he pulled the leash.
That'll teach him.
The collar popped off the top of his head and he's gone. He's gone. Because he's doing the tug of war thing, too.
Right.
He's trying not to go up that hill. And as soon as
it's like letting go of the rope.
As soon as the tension's gone.
Right.
This is not funny.
I know it's not. It's just what happened. I mean, I'm not telling you to laugh about this. Ted's not laughing.
Oh, man. Ted laughed before you told the story because somehow he already knew.
I knew. Just your reaction when he said Stillaquamish.
Oh, man.
Right, I spent summers in that Stilly. I never heard Miles say anything about the Stilly. But then with pugs, I just started laughing. Like, they can't breathe already. It's ain't going to end well.
No. You were right. Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-RON. Poor little guy.
Damn, man. He's in trouble from the start. I got a story about a pug in a river.
Probably still swimming.
He's still out there, Miles.
He's still alive.
He's still fine.
I should not have told that story.
Legend has it he lives at the beach now, so that's where the river ends.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, he survived.
I would like to think that dog made it.
He's out in Ocean Shores.
We would all like to think that, but he didn't.
There's a lot of things I'd like to think.
There's no freaking way a pug of all the animals.
Man,
I like to think I'm 6'2".
Yeah, no.
Just bought him a brand new sweater, apparently.
Probably weighed him down.
He was in that. Oh. Yeah. It's cold. All right, where are we headed to now on our end-of-year spectacular?
We're going to crack open the vault here, Miles. We're going to go all the way back to the year of 2013 for another Caller of the Year submission at this point. Look, we've all had our own alone time, as it were, and we've all had that alone time interrupted, okay? We've all had somebody burst in the door. We've had a phone call, a text message, but sometimes you get news that really just kind of kills the mood.
Let's time go back in time.
Time, damn.
Hello, Susie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, this is my
Hola.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
It's personal, but it's funny because it's been a while. I was masturbating one day.
Yes, one day.
So long ago.
My sister called me and said, when I looked over at the caller ID, I'm like, should I answer it? Should I not answer it? So I went ahead and answered it. And so I answered it, and she goes, Susie, and I go, yeah. And as soon as she said my name, I'm like, something, this is bad. She goes, Mom died.
Christ, man.
Susie,
you found out that your mother died while you were masturbating.
The baddest part about it was that it took me like 10 months before I could like even think about masturbating again because...
You had to start dating someone right away.
So, like, every time you prepared to masturbate, like you'd break into tears or something? Like, just, I mean...
Well, I dropped my apparatus, and I just kind of fell to my knees, and that was it.
Did you, did it make the funeral go a little better, though? I mean, I'd hope that, like, you could at least kind of chuckle a little bit, I mean, in that serious of a situation.
Let me tell you, I've been a firm believer that you've all said it. After a certain amount of time, it's just the most horrible thing is just funny. No, I didn't even think about it. You know, now I can. It's been 8 years. Now it's funny, but it took a while.
I bet it did.
It took 10 months to masturbate again. I mean, but was it like a delicate thing? Did you just kind of, I don't know. I mean, did you finally just reach a breaking point? Like, I got to take care of me or what?
No, when I looked at the phone, I was, the plane was getting ready to land, and I'm like, should I? And I'm like, whatever.
The plane was coming in
and landing.
Damn, man.
That is
why did you answer the phone? Because I would think, like, maybe if the plane had just taken off, that's one thing. But, like, once you say, hey, man, buckle your seatbelts, we're coming in for the landing, I'll call whoever back.
Well, my mom was in the hospital at the time, too, so
kind of... Oh, man.
Did you share this information with anybody at the time?
No, actually, this is the very first time. My daughter's sitting here going, gross, Mom, gross.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Hey, stuff like that happens, man. We're all...
Yeah. Stuff like that does not happen. It just happens.
Wait, so your kid's sitting there right now?
Say again?
So your kid's sitting there right now hearing this story for the first time?
Yeah, well, she's 23. She's not a kid.
No, but still, hang on. Now your daughter can answer this question. The hottest time I ever heard about my grandma dying, I found out my mom was masturbating.
And the plane was coming in for a landing.
Your call's a trifecta.
You guys just passed from generation to generation.
Wow.
God damn.
I'm holding my granddaughter at the time, too.
Well, then she knows.
Wow, man. Yeah, that's...
Thank you for the call.
That is a strong way to start the show, right?
It's unbelievable.
Hey, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. Mom died. Ah, jeez.
Where is the oddest place that you have found out important news?
Sitting next to my mother when she called a radio show.
That was a question.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Plane was coming in for a landing. That's the quote of that one. Jesus. More of the end-of-year spectacular coming up next.
The Advocates Injury Attorneys, official sponsor of the Men's Room, AdvocatesLaw.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Hey, also big thanks for everyone who hooked us up on Coats for Kids.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely.
We did not think we were going to get even close to that number yesterday based on where we were and how far we had to go.
Not by five. We usually do it all the way until six, right? Yeah. Made the push for five, and everyone's by, I want to say we beat it by $5,000.
And then after that, we got a $10,000 donation. Or $5,000, whatever it was. It's crazy.
It's unreal. Yeah. Last night at halftime, I'm in a crowded bar, and my buddy goes, how was work today? And I was like, oh, we raised thousands of dollars for kids to get coats. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
Now, awesome. Keep in mind, you can still donate. They're going to keep that up through the end of the year. KISW.com and Coats for Kids. Just $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need, and it's American made, and it's a great cause. So the more the better.
And it's freaking cold, to be honest with you. But everybody stepped up. That was very cool.
Do me a favor. Somebody donate three coats. It got zero votes on our poll.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. What, three?
Yeah. People, four coats?
$75. $75.
One, two, but somebody donate
that's
three
right,
coats.
Nope. All right.
Zero.
20 years here on the Rock. It's our 20th anniversary, end of year spectacular. Mike, where are we headed to now?
Well, this is going to be one of our random awards that's handed out throughout the year. As I listened to it, it was a wild story, and it takes us all the way back to February of earlier this year. And look, near-death experiences, they happen to all of us at some point in our life, some of us more often than others. And there are other circumstances that happen where we almost died. However, you kind of have that phrase of, this could have been avoided. And we got a bit of a twofer, one from a caller and one from right here within our very own studio. So this is the This Could Have Been Avoided Award from back in February.
Let's go back in time.
Time.
Even though it didn't take forever, what seemed like it took forever. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Marcus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola. So, here about 5 years ago, so half my life ago, I had stolen an RV.
How long ago did you say you cut out?
Sorry, what?
How long ago was this? You kind of cut out when you said how long ago it was.
25 years ago.
25 years, okay. Just trying to make sure you're kind of in the clear.
Yeah. No, this is all in the past. Okay, anyway, 25 years ago, I stole an RV. I had beer in the cooler or in the refrigerator. I was not sober at the time I was driving. But my beer had emptied, so I threw it out the window. Went back to the refrigerator to grab another one. The road curved. I didn't have autopilot, so it did not.
So you wait. You're driving the RV down the road that you stole. You run out of beer. Sir. You throw the can out the window. First of all, you stole the RV. Now you're littering. Now you walk back to the refrigerator while the RV is moving to grab another beer and then to walk back up and grab the wheel again. Am I understanding this correct?
You are understanding this correct. I was not a smart man.
Okay. There's not smart, and then there is, I'm in a moving vehicle, but I'm physically going to walk and go get a beer while it's still driving.
Now, when you got back to the seats, was the RV still in the lane?
I never made it back to the seat.
So you said the road curved, and I'm guessing, what, this thing flipped over, crashed?
Oh, yeah, 2.5 times. Probably took about seconds, but it felt like it took an hour and a half with my head bouncing all over the place and my body.
So what is your next move now? Because now there's a wrecked RV that you're drinking in and that you've stolen. Do you have to wait or do you climb out of that thing and disappear?
I climbed out of the thing, broke into a church, and then taped my nose back up because it was ripped in half. It still is.
All right. And did you manage to get out of there for the most part without being caught?
I never got caught. But later in my life, I had to own up to it.
Why did you have to own up to it?
Because I became a law-abiding citizen of the state of Washington, Mason County.
But well, wait, so did the they know? Did they know that you had
not
some connection? So why would you fess up if you're busted for something, right? So I don't know. I get busted for drugs. I wouldn't say, hey, also, I stole an RV that I crashed a couple of years ago and then broke into a church to tape my nose. I mean, I would just keep that to myself.
Because some kid at the church saw me in there.
All right.
He came into the bathroom while I was fixing myself up. And I always felt guilty about it.
Well, so how does anybody know? You know, how did this come back around?
It comes back around because that's the way the world works. Because it's a small community of Mason County.
All right, so you've been telling people about it.
No. Hell no. Not until recently.
Well, how did they... What, was it just guilt that made you fess up to all of this?
Yeah. I got clean. Not necessarily sober, but I got clean off everything else.
Okay.
And then it's time to...
So it's part of the process.
Right your wrongs.
Okay. All right, I got you. I can respect that. But again, you stole an RV. I just want to make sure I have all of this right. You stole the RV.
This is great.
And while you're driving your RV, you're drinking a beer. You run out of the beer. You throw the beer can out the window. But you want another beer. So instead of pulling over something, you just keep letting it drive. Walk to the refrigerator. The road curves, as roads are wont to do. The RV then flips over 2.5 times. You get the hell out of there, break into a church, tape your nose up, and go on about your business.
Do you look like Cousin Eddie?
Not yet.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Wow, that's...
I mean, that sounds like right out of vacation.
Yeah, it does.
You know, he's just drinking a beer, driving the RV, throws it out, maybe takes the dog and puts it in the driver's seat, walks back, gets a beer, cracks it, takes his time, takes a sip.
I just assumed that someone else was driving when he said, I ran out of beer, so I grabbed another one. Then he said the road curved, and I'm like, oh, my God, this dude was at the wheel.
Just put the cruise control on.
Good Lord, man. I like that he admits it.
Yep.
I'd probably keep that one a little closer to the vest. Not because I committed crime, but because everything about that was stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yep.
Officials are investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of over 170 stranded skiers and snowboarders. The gondola lift at Winter Park Resort, which is near Denver, just stopped when it detected the crack in a structural piece of the lift about noon on Saturday. Spokespeople said that the people riding in the gondolas were lowered down by ropes over the course of 5 hours.
Oh.
No injuries were reported during the rescues, which came at the start of the busy holiday season. They entered the cabin of each gondola from above and lowered people one at a time, all their equipment to the ground, before using a rope equipped with a seat.
How high up was this?
174 people in multiple gondolas were stuck. Again, 5 hours. At least they were in a gondola and not sitting on a chair.
Sure.
On a ski lift. But still, when you're sitting in that thing, dangling, hanging,
you're not any more comfortable
in bad weather, and it takes 5 hours, then you get lowered down after all that.
I'd almost be more comfortable in the seat because I weigh less than a gondola. You know, because I don't know what the problem is. But echoing that, can't believe I have anything similar to that guy that just called. But as far as a vehicle flipping over, that much I can relate to. We did that thing up at Monroe Motor Speedway, whatever.
Evergreen Motor Speedway.
Right. So Ted clips me, whatever. No big deal. The car flips. But from the inside... So the story I hear from the people that witnessed it, it was you smacked into the wall, the car flipped over 7.5 times. Quite proud of that, by the way. Mm-hmm. And like it was just done. What I remember is, OS, I'm going to hit this wall. That actually happened very quickly. Time did not slow down for that. Like I remember hitting the wall. But when the car went up in the air, I thought it only flipped over 1.5 time, like just to land on the roof. I didn't realize I was like flipping.
Yeah.
You're just looking out the window. And I so clearly remember all the thoughts that went through my head, how crazy I thought the situation was. Part of me just saying, I can't believe this, but you have time to think all of this, in spite of the fact this happens lightning quick. But your perspective, and anyone that's been in a crash that remembers it, you know this. Like, it slows down. You have all these thoughts. And then I remember the car landing upside down and me thinking, oh, my God, this is going to hurt so bad. Because I'm just picturing, like, my head smashing into the roof. It didn't. Those safety harnesses in those race cars, They are for real. Absolutely wear them. And then I remember watching the windshield explode in toward me. But when I saw the windshield explode, it was kind of like the Matrix slow motion. Like, I felt like you could see every individual shard kind of blow by. And then they got real quiet. The car stopped moving. And upside down, I'm just like, yes! My hand, cause, like, yes. I'm not hurt. I am not dead. Because seriously, I'm like, am I going to die? How bad is this going to... Am I actually upside down?
Of course, I run over there, you know, and I'm like, Jesus, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, Rubin's racing. And I'm like,
he maintains
that's the,
that.
That's the movies.
Right.
I mean, I know they do it in NASCAR, but they're professional.
They are professional drivers. They are
professional drivers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a whiz.
And you're...
No, he's like, no, Rubin's racing. I'm like, dude, they threw the yellow flag out on you immediately.
Right.
But also your perspective changes,
and a red
right?
flag. So like, get him out of here.
I'm hanging upside down, and, it, you know, when you're upset, there's just nothing you can do. You're just stamped in this seat, and I hear some guy just kind of yelling, and then I hear all these footsteps, and realize, oh, it's the fire department, right? Yeah. They're EMTs on site kind of thing. And they immediately, they dive down, they're on their belly, and they're all, you know, looking through the windows. Are you okay? I'm like, bro, I can't explain it. I'm fine. I'm on a big adrenaline rush. I admit that. But, like, I am cool. Everything's good. So they said, look, you got to unbuckle from the seat. Well, keep in mind, the pile of glass is directly under me. And I'm like, guys, that's really going to hurt, man. I'm landing a broken glass. It's, there's nothing else you can do, man. Unbuckle. You drop maybe 6 inches total. And still, I remember the sound just a... It hurt like a bitch. I think most of my injuries were the glass that fell into me. Then they pull me out, and the guy said, are you okay? And I said, man, I can't explain it. Maybe I'll feel it tomorrow, but, like, honest to God, I'm fine. So he said, look, turn around and wave to the crowd to let them know you're okay. There seemed to be some concern. So I turn around and wave to the crowd and realize I'm not looking at the crowd. They're in a completely different place than I perceive them to be. You know what I mean? I didn't realize how bad the wreck was. And then when I saw everyone, they're like, dude, we cannot believe you're alive. I'm like, was it that bad? They're like, yes. I'm like, to me, it was just one half flip. Plenty of time to think about a whole lot of things.
They didn't have it on video or anything like that to review?
They did for a while, but they had it there. And we never got the video from Evergreen to actually post on like our social media.
It should also be noted that that night they had a rollover competition.
Mm-hmm.
Where you hit one ramp with one tire.
Sure.
And you try to roll as many times as you can.
Those losers.
The car, right? So the winner had like two rolls.
He had 3.5.
Or 3.5 rolls.
I had 7.5.
He had 7.5.
Boom!
In the actual race.
I didn't get a trophy.
He doubled right. The person that was trying to do that.
All right. End of your spectacular.
Rubin's racing, Ted.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
You
seriously did not know. You could not bump cars.
Ted actually said during this break, to be fair, so, hey, man, I don't know anything about racing. My entire reference point was the movie, so right. I went for it. And I'm like, that's stupid, but I understand.
Mm-hmm. Right. Remember, and then I spun Miles out.
Yes.
And I legit thought I won. And
you were just
like,
a menace out there.
Yeah, the guy's like, no, man, you got disqualified. Like, you can't do that. I was like, huh, all right.
Huh. He saw it in the movie.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. All right, Mike, where are we headed now on our end of year spectacular?
Oh, mercy. We're not going to go very far back for this one. We're going to go back to November. We had a caller by the name of Michael who called in. I forget what the actual parameters were, but he got called in on the job. And sometimes we get called in to do a task on our job that we just honestly, this couldn't have gone to anybody else.
Is nobody, this the who, what, when, where, why, but only what guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only what caller of the year?
So this will be the most relatable call of the year.
Yes.
Go back in time.
John.
What is the most ridiculous situation you've dealt with at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up?
Hola.
So, yeah, I work for the Department of Veterans Affairs in Seattle, Washington. And I got a call after hours one day, and they go, hey, we need you to come clean up a suicide. I'm like, what?
What?
They go, yeah, you're grounds of transportation. That's your job. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, get up here as soon as you can. And I'm like, what? And they're like, just get here. So I get up there and they go, yeah, you need to pressure wash the whole front entrance to the mental health building so that it looks good in the morning when people come in. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, just do it. So all the VA police are out there, and me and my buddy Misa from Samoa, we hook up the pressure washer to the truck, and we pull up in there with a front full tank, and we get the pressure washing. So it's the middle of the night. We don't have any lights, really. And we do the best we can. So about 4 hours later, I get another phone call. Hey, it's not good enough. You need to come up here and do it again. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, you need to come up here and do it again. I'm like, all right, well, so okay. So we go back up there, and the guy used a shotgun, and it was pretty widespread. Brain matter.
So it was everywhere.
Did you go, what?
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 I don't know how many times I said that day. And they were like, yeah, so we were pressure washing. And then we went to these flower beds, and we had these contractors that were doing weeding that day. And I'm looking at these flower beds, and I'm like, hey, there's some brain matter in there. And I told the contractors, like, yeah, you guys can't be pulling weeds in that flower bed right now. So we were there for, like, I don't know, 10 hours all day, pressure washing. And then you had people walking back and forth from the parking garage to the front entrance on the main entrance. And we'd have to stop because we didn't want the mist generated, you know, the blood brain mist generated to get into the air so that people were breathing it and whatnot.
That is fair. What?
Somehow that broke up the severity of the story.
It did. Just you know, kept saying it.
What?
It's like I was.
You got to clean that up. What? Like tonight. What?
It's brain matter. What?
I like he's just trying to stretch it out before he's like, all right, I'll do it.
It's a great employee techno.
What?
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 Jesus. I'm going to start doing that now. What?
What? You guys need to do this or that. What?
What?
What is the most ridiculous situation you've had to deal with at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, we have a dead pug, and now we got that.
I forgot how horrible the story was.
My apologies. There's a lot of death here in the opening hour.
All I remember from that dude was the what guy I fought. I forgot entirely how horrible that story
Susie's
was.
Susie's mom died.
Oh, my
died.
God. Yeah, there's brain matter.
The story's terrible, but he's just... What? What?
What's worse, that or the dog?
You can't answer every question. What?
More of our end-of-year spectacular coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.